our help and our expectation is in the name of the Lord, who has made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace, from him which is and which was and which is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen.
Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 176 all the verses. O God, to us show mercy and bless us in thy grace. Cause thou to shine upon us the brightness of thy face, that so thy way most holy on earth may soon be known, and unto every people thy saving grace be shown. It is all the verses of 176.
Thank you.
scripture reading for this evening hour can be found in the book of the Psalms, and thereof the 87th Psalm. But let us first do confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe a holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We mention Psalm 87, a psalm or song for the sons of Korah. Its foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there, Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee.
Let us now seek the countenance of the Lord in prayer. Merciful and eternal Lord, and to whom all things are known, how that it has been this morning in thy house, whether at the table or not at the table, thou who knowest all things most perfectly, and in the evening of this thy day, we may once again be gathered in thy house in an hour of reflection, an hour of considering how that it was in this morning. And Lord, then not the most important question is not whether we attempt it or not, but then the most important question is, how does it now be? How lies it in the soul of each of us? And Lord, then thou knowest our children who did not have a church rite to attend, and our young people, whether there are among them with a missing and a longing and a seeking heart, who sat there in thy house this morning with a sigh, Lord, those things are about what I miss but cannot miss anymore. And may they also in this evening hear their name. And may they also in this evening be instructed by thee And thou knowest also those that did have a church right and have not attended. Maybe many because they are strange of grace. And they know in their mind that there is no place for them at the table, seeing they know not about that one name given under heaven. Lord, that it would not leave them cold and unmoved, but that it may leave them with a broken heart in the inner room, crying unto thee, O Lord, now I have seen what I miss and what I travel to without a God for the heart and without a Savior for the soul. And that a fruit may be a hastening for life's sake, but also those, Lord, and that know about the struggles in their life, that know about that longing in their life, and yet no liberty this morning, with a weeping heart in the bench, with a cry in their soul, O Lord, it becomes so unbearable. Will thou mention their name this evening? And may they hear from the pulpit, from the rooftops, what is experienced in the inner room. May they hear that thou art not a land of outer darkness. And Lord, also those who may not deny that thou hast spoken and shown that way outside of self, and who were given to attend this morning. The Lord, that we would not rest in the past, that we would not rest in the gifts from Christ, but that we may have no rest until he may be ours and we may be his. And that be testified by thy Spirit in the heart, that the gifts of Christ may lead us in the inner room, or that I may know him and follow on to know him. Lord, thou knowest each and every one of those who sat at thy table. And now may we all be given to examine ourselves how that was and what the ground was for that, seeing the demarcation line never runs before the Lord's table, but as it was in the life of the disciples, sometimes also through the table, that thou had to say, there will be one who will betray me. And they said, all the same, am I he? And yet there was a difference. Thy true disciples said, Lord, am I am he? But Judas said, Rabbi, am I he? And Lord, may thy Spirit now uncover, and may thy Spirit now discover each of us, seeing if there is a wicked way and leading on the way everlasting. For we all travel towards eternity. Lord, remember us then in thy grace this evening, those listening along and hear those in thy house, that we all may be given to look away from below and to look up unto thee whom dwelleth in the heavens. Help us then in listening, and may we all be given to listen only for ourselves, only for our own soul, that it may please the Lord to work mightily. Help then thy servant be on his left and right. Give him to experience that it is Israel's God who strengthens, and that he may receive the words in the mouth and the thoughts in his mind, but above all things, the matter in his heart. Remember the congregation with the consistory. Look upon them in mercy. And give, O Lord, that also in this flock there may be born in Zion, and those from Rahab and Babylon, and those from Tyre and Sidon and Ethiopia, that may learn to confess, my father was an Amorite and my mother an Hittite, but it pleased the Lord to draw me unto him. Bless all the labors that are awaiting thy blessing, the labors in the mission field. Lord, we beseech thee that the mission board and the mission team and thy servants and all those that may labor, and that they may receive liberty from above, and that thou wilt thrust out more into the vineyard to proclaim what is necessary and to be found in thee. Send then thy light and truth to be their guide. Lord, remember the labors in our school community, with all that may labor there, from board administration staff and volunteers and bus drivers. But will thou also remember the parents? May they be given to surround the school community with the prayers. And will thou grant that also by the means of the Bible instruction, children are born in Zion, our care home community, with the staff and the residents and all involved. May deal with so much love for the infirm and the weak. Lord, we beseech thee that thou wilt give, that thou wilt also visit our care home in thy mercy. Oh, there is so much to ask. Remember our country and our province, the world turning away from thee, and Lord, we are not excluded from that, because there is so much that can draw us away from thy word and testimony. And we beseech thee, Lord, or will thou work mightily among us, bring us back unto thee, turn us unto thee, and turn thou unto us in mercy. And have mercy upon us according to thy grace and loving kindness. We have no rights, we have deserved nothing. But hear us, O merciful Lord, in the name and for the sake of him whose death we have commemorated this morning, audibly and visibly, it has been shown unto us. And thy table may still be in our midst this evening, it can be seen, but Lord, may it above all be experienced that thou art good for a wretched sinner. For Christ's sake we ask. Amen. While your collection will be received and the Lord bless thee and thy gift, we will sing together Psalter 442. Our gracious God has laid his firm foundations on Zion's mount, the courts of his delight. Psalter 442.
Thank you.
that not be true, beloved? Those first two words of our scripture reading of this evening, his foundations. No, they are not the foundations of the poet. Those are not the foundations of a religious people. And those are not the foundations of man based on the which they can travel to eternity, or based on which they can attend the Lord's table. But those are the foundations that the Lord has laid. We sang it, our gracious God has laid his firm foundation. That foundation that lies in the quietness, the stillness of eternity. That foundation, that rock of salvation that can be found in Christ, whose sufferings and death we commemorated this morning by broken bread and shed wine. His foundations. And beloved, when now the Lord brings his people to the table, and if it's right, then it is only based on that foundation that the Lord has laid, to that rock under which he leads them, that is higher than I. And then the question comes in an hour of reflection, how was that now this morning? Whether you attended, whether you abstained. How was that now in your and my life? As traveling to eternity, what is now, beloved, the foundation of your life? What is now the foundation of your hope? And then I hope that you won't say, well, that foundation is I am baptized, or I am a church member, or I am attending confession class, or I am a confessing member, or I'm an office bearer, or I attend the Lord's Supper. But that the Lord may now bring as a poor and needy, an unworthy and hell-worthy one, at his feet, to be led to that rock of salvation, outside of self, in Christ. For that breaks the heart. That teaches what it means to be born in Zion and to be led through the gates into Zion. And now an evening of reflection. Oh, may the Lord give each of us to turn into ourselves and consider that question. His foundation, what is now my, what is now our foundation. We will consider that with the help of the Lord and awaiting his blessing. God's word, our text, can once again be found in Psalm 22. This morning we considered the first part of Psalm 26. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. This evening we hope to consider the second part of verse 26, adding thereto also verse 27, where we read God's word, our text, they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. And then you might think, a mission sermon tonight. Well, a sermon for Jew and Gentile. A sermon that each and every one of us need. On the mission field and in Cortland Church or wherever we live. Will it be well for the time and eternity? And then we write under this text the fruit of Christ's humiliation. The fruit of Christ's humiliation. In the first place, we consider to whom this fruit is given. We read that, seek him, and all the ends of the world. Secondly, how that fruit is applied. They shall praise the Lord. Your heart shall live forever. And those ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. And finally, where too that fruit is experienced. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. And then you will have noticed that our text 4 times uses the word shall. And there lies in the wonder of salvation, the fruit of Christ's humiliation, of his suffering, to whom that fruit is given, how that fruit is applied, and whereto that fruit is experienced. Once again, beloved, David, a man after God's heart, may sing in our text about Christ. Although David has written by the light of God's Spirit this psalm in difficult circumstances of his life, when he had to flee for King Saul and was in the wilderness of Maon, when that great army of Saul was round about him and was like the dogs and the lions surrounding, and like a pack of coyotes, we said Wednesday evening, coming closer and closer, enclosing David in order to take his life and to prevent that he would climb the throne of Jerusalem, of Israel. Yet, it is in this psalm, not in the first place, about David. And I said that Wednesday, and I said that this morning, and I say that once again, because in the direct messianic psalms, the poet goes to the background and Christ comes to the foreground. David could not say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? David had not experienced, I am a worm and no man. David could not say, oh, that was so terrible, my tongue did cleave to my jaws. And David has never seen that they parted his garments and over his vesture cast lots. But this is applicable for Christ. They crucified him and parted his garments and cast lots upon his vesture, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. And then David is called a prophet because prophetically he has spoken about the coming Christ, the great son of David, which has been spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments and they cast lots upon my vesture. And now we have seen that suffering and the death of Christ this morning, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. By broken bread and shed wine, there is a people that may come. And you know what fits to broken bread? To broken bread fits a broken heart. And to shed wine fits a heart that has been poured out before the Lord. And then we see in our text this evening the fruit of that. Remember, the first 21 verses are about the suffering of Christ. And the last part of the psalm is about the victory of Christ. The fruit is shown with an overwhelming heart and an overflowing mouth. We may hear David sing about the fruit applied in his own heart, in the heart of that remnant of God's people among Israel, and even until the remotest ends of the world, because the Lord works always the same. We must not think the Lord works different among the Jews than among the Gentiles. And we must not think the Lord works differently among us than in the mission field. And those that are experienced in the mission field, they can testify to that. That the Lord works always the same. Misery, deliverance, and gratitude. Or David may sing in this last part about the Lord, who is so worthy to receive all the honor and the glory and to be praised and beloved. Honestly, we live in a time, in a day and age, when you hear about the honor of God and the praise of the Lord, then we so easily get a little bit suspicious. And when someone may speak about the glorious praises of the Lord, then we so easily put a question mark behind that and say, well, that goes a little bit quick, or the Lord doesn't work that way anymore. But that placing question marks behind that says more about those people that place those question marks than about the people behind whom those question marks are placed. Because when the Lord comes over in the life of a sinner, when the Lord came over in David's life, then he was given to say, come ye that fear the Lord and hear what he has done for me. Not hear what I have experienced, and my eye goes in the background, like David in this entire psalm, and then the work of the Lord, like in this psalm, comes in the foreground, what he has done. So that we may see something of the fruit of gratitude. That is also an important part. So important that our catechism has worked on that in more than 20 Lord's days. The part of gratitude expressed in the law and in prayer. A part of gratitude. Because of the Lord is so worthy to receive the honor and the glory. Now, and then the first place this evening, to whom that fruit of Christ's suffering is given. Well, we read to those that seek him. And they can be found in the ends of the world, to a Jew and to a Gentile, to a missing and longing and seeking people. And that is a wonder, beloved. Or I hope there may be those seeking people here tonight. Because there is nobody that seeks God, Paul says. And I hope that there are that may experience that. Nobody that ask for him, nobody righteous, no one that doeth right, no, not one. All gone out of the way. In paradise we have left the Lord in order never to return. And what is now man by nature? They seek, yeah, they are still seeking. They are seeking to fill their empty hearts in the world, in wealth, in honor, in money, in happiness, in religion, maybe even at the Lord's table.
We've said farewell unto the Lord. And if now the Lord had to do with the people what they deserve, then he would have left them in the fall. If you then seek me not, I will not seek you either. But you know what is now that wonder? I am sought of them that ask not for me. And I am found of them that sought me not. And when now just Isaiah may speak about the root of Jesse in Isaiah 11, then he says, unto whom the Gentiles will seek. How's that possible? How's that now possible that there is a seeking people till the last day of the world, that there will be a seeking people? Well, that foundation, we heard it in the beginning, that lies not on earth, that lies not in man, but that lies in a triune a God. In him who seeks, in him who is from the stillness of eternity appointed his only begotten Son to be the Savior of his people, and who had sent him in the fullness of the time, loaded with the burden of their transgression, loaded with the burden of God's wrath, and loaded with the burden of the curse of the law. Seek. How? How does now the Lord seek a people that is driven away, that have left him? Christ may say it. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. So prior to a sinner seeking God is first the Lord seeking his people. And my uncomforted friend, that does not mean young and old, that you may keep your Bible closed and that you don't need to bow your knees and that you may wait till it may please the Lord to come and seek you. No, the Bible still says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Be busy with the Lord and with the means he has given that it might please him. But when now our text speaks about the people that is seeking him, then it is about the people that is being made seeking, that may seek him in truth. And that is only the fruit of the Lord's work. How? And now based on that finished work of Christ, who said in Gethsemane, if you seek me, let these go their way. It is that he has sent his Spirit to seek those wandering sons, those that have no desire to seek him. But when it now pleases the Lord to stop a sin, and I hold this evening, young children, listen, young people, listen. Because especially under his word, it pleases the Lord to shoot an arrow in the heart. And I hope you may be listening with the sigh, Lord, may that arrow be sent in this evening in my heart. It's the only time you may be wholly selfish. It's the only time that you may say, Lord, I cannot miss that. Because when God's Spirit works, what you become then? A converted sinner? No. When God converts a sinner, they become unconverted. When God finds a sinner in the dirt of sin, then they become a missing sinner. And what do they miss? They miss Jesus. No, they miss God. They stand in account with God. who created me and unto whom I have to give an account. A missing people cannot miss God anymore because of that love that has been set in their heart, and yet must miss him because of that breach between God and my soul. A breach that has not been made by Adam, but a breach that has been made by me. I have done. Oh, the eyes be opened. For who I am before a living God, I have sinned against all thy commandments, a missing and a seeking people. In the first love of their life. Do they know it all exactly? Well, we live in a time that it seems to be the case, but the Bible doesn't say that. They must say, oh, I am of yesterday, I know nothing. We see that in the life of those wise men that came from the east. And when they realized and discovered that they miss what they cannot miss, they went going, when now Christ was born in Bethlehem, behold, the wise man came in Bethlehem. No. They came in Jerusalem. And don't blame them, because I wish that there would be many of those ones this evening. Seeking people, because of that love in their hearts, and of that missing and longing life. Where is the born King of the Jews? And what a wonder if that missing people may hear about that one in given under heaven. If it now may please this Lord by his Spirit to point a guilty, unworthy sinner unto that one in given under heaven who came to seek and to save that which is lost. To point them unto Christ outside of self, then they found it all. Now, then they become the more missing. You understand me? When they now initially be pointed unto that way of salvation in Christ, they become the more seeking. Why? Because when they now may see it all in them, then there comes a missing, because then I cannot yet say he is mine and I am his. Or that I may know him, then that seeking life, although their heart may at moments leap for joy, although they may receive of him those tokens of his favor, although they may at times find their life outside of self, they are longing till that be applied in their life. May I give you an example? Children, you know about Bartimaeus, don't you? He was sitting by the wayside and he was begging. Which way did he sit? The way of God's word. The way where Jesus would pass by. And he cried for a token, because he missed all what he could not miss for his daily life. And when he heard, his ears were opened for Christ to pass by. He did not hold his mouth tight shut and say, see so, and now it's all solved in my life because he will take care. No, he cried the more. He saw something of Christ, son of David, have mercy on me. But he cried the more. There lied a hope in his heart, and yet a longing. He could not rest before he would speak to his soul, a people. A missing people that loves God more in his justice more than their salvation, and thus may be pointed unto the seeking Savior in his prophetic office, to speak unto the soul in his priestly office, who gave his life in his royal office to be king over them and to rule the nations by his mind. Follow thou me. There you have it. The people that may seek unto thee, O Lord Jehovah, do I lift my waiting soul? not passive, the knowing longing unto me, there it comes from, unto thee, that foundation in the holy mountains, and unto me, Lord, it can only come from thy sight, show thy ways, and teach thou me. People with work at the throne of grace. They don't ask once or twice and then say, now yeah, I've laid my petition before the Lord and now we leave it up to him. No, there is no rest and no peace. They continue asking, who are they? Even those at the end of the world, the ends of the earth shall. So Jews and Gentiles. No, not two ways, two different ways. One way for the Jews outside of Christ, and one for the Gentiles in Christ. Not one for the Jews by the law, and one for the Gentiles by the gospel. Because Christ is the end of the law, and there it has to come in our life, will he become precious. And not sooner a sinner can stop seeking until he comes over in their life. The Gentiles, that points to the fruit of Pentecost. A multitude out of all nations and kindreds and tongues, from north and south, from east and from west. Oh, for ages they were mainly of the Jews that were made seeking, and a few out of the Gentiles in the Old Testament. There was a Rahab, whom the Lord added. There was a Ruth. And Jacob said on his deathbed, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh will come, and unto him the gathering of the people shall be. So from Jerusalem and to Judah and to the ends of the world. Because at Pentecost the middle wall of separation is broken. And when now the Lord works in the life of a person in the mission field or in Cortland, NRC, then they can relate to that. Missing, longing, seeking, that seek him. No, that people doesn't seek salvation. They're not worthy of that. They do not seek heaven. There are many heaven seekers, but no God seeker. They seek him. Even if there would be no heaven as reward and no hell as punishment, then he is so worthy to be sought. That is why now a Lydia, the seller of purple, she was originally a Gentile, and she became a missing Gentile. She was seeking it in the Jewish religion, but she did not find it there. Until at the end of the law, Paul came and proclaimed the gospel of that one in given under heaven. See, there you have it. Always the same. Are there now such missing peoples among us this evening? How you know that? Well, the poet may say something second in our second thought here that might surprise you. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. You would maybe have expected that David would have written, they will cry, they will sigh, they will pray, they will cast the supplication. And that's of course also too, that is included in that seeking. But here we read how now the Lord comes over and gives the fruit of that in their life. They will praise the Lord that seek him. Why? Because in their heart it is pressed that he is so worthy of that. children. One of the first catechism questions you ever learned was probably, why has the Lord created you? Well, that we would honor and fear and praise Him. Now, we don't do that by nature anymore. The honor of the Lord doesn't weigh on our heart. Rather, my own honor and my own praise and my own glory. And we all like it when people praise us, but when people are the opposite, we are all in, all up in all arms, right? And now David says, they shall praise Him that seek Him for whom He is. Because their eyes are opened for that. Praise Him for Him, the Creator and Upholder. Praise Him for the virtues and the properties of whom He is, in His righteousness and holiness, and in His mercy and long sufferings. Praise Him for His grace and for His works. Oh, when that love is shed in their heart, there comes a love in return, and it be seen He is worthy of Him. And know that David doesn't say they will, and they do always. No, he says, but let's leave that for a moment. Now they shall. So that points to God's word. So nothing of what that people experience and nothing of that fruit is out of them. Praise Him. Was that this morning true? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Who redeemeth thee, who forgiveth thee, who crowneth thee. So it is His work, the work of God, who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, pictured this morning by bread and wine, that those that may believe on Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise Him for the sending and the gift of His Son, whom He gave into the death of the cross. He died that death-worthy sinners may live. He entered the hellish agony and fear of condemnation in those 3 hours of darkness on the cross, so that the people that learn they are worthy of it may receive that salvation in Him. Oh, it only comes from a triune God. You know what He says in His word? This people have I formed unto myself. They shall show forth my praise. That lies it. They shall praise the Lord because He formed that people unto His praise. He has to that end written their names in the book of the life of the Lamb. He has given their names unto Christ. He has sent His Son to suffer and to die. He has formed the people in an honest way. Also, when it is about the application, He has formed. Points to a lump of clay. When you have clay children, the potter has to form it. And Paul speaks about a vessel to his honor or a vessel to his dishonor. Now that needs to be formed, and that is not just a little quick, so. No. That is asking all His love and all His attention. These people have I formed unto myself. So He makes room for Himself in their life. They shall praise. And how do they now do that? You might say, well, they will do that once they are in heaven. They will do that once they are delivered from self. You are right. Then they will do it in its fullness and never disturbed anymore. But, beloved, God's children will in heaven not do a strange work. They have learned something of that here on earth. They will praise Him. What does that mean? That they sing out loud? And that when we have to sing, let God be praised with reverence deep, they sing as loud as possible. You know where the Lord's praise is heard? In the cry that is heard in the inner room. In the tears because of who I am before Him. In the tears because of His worthiness. And yeah, when they then may look outside of self at moments unto Christ, then they may also sing His glorious praises of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. And then the tears may at moments flow again in the praise of the Lord for who He is and what He has done. They shall praise Him. Also when they may gather and may speak about the ways of the Lord. We don't hear so much about it anymore. And I don't say we should make that and organize that. That will fail. But we may ask, Lord, will Thou bring Thy people on my path? There are those examples that people who were taught by the Lord and that were so afraid to bring themselves among God's people and to fall through. And what did they do? They had such a longing to speak about the ways of the Lord. They said, Lord, will Thou bring them? And here they cried, the Lord answered, and the Lord brought them on their way, and they were given to speak. Yeah, those true gatherings have since long gone, but the Lord is yet the same. And there may be yet those moments that we may speak about those ways. And then they may speak about Him, to praise Him. He who has not spared His only begotten Son, but delivered Him up for us all. Therefore shall my mouth and heart show forth the forms at this morning, the praises of the Lord. When they may see what it did cost Him, they may sing, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. So the praises of the Lord are not only heard in the loud singing, they are also heard in the cry unto the Lord. They are also heard in the sigh. Because when the Lord humbles His people, that the praises of the Lord are bound on their heart, because they miss their purpose for what the Lord has created them. And then the Lord shows a token of His favor. And to a people that learned, deliver thou my soul, then you may hear them sing, I love the Lord, and the tears flow. The fount of life and grace. And when that be experienced here on earth at moments, there comes a longing, when shall the day come? And the table was for a moment, and those overwhelming hearts are for a moment, and those overflowing mouths, they are for a moment. And then there comes a longing, when shall the day come, that it may be perfect and forever? Because they have missed those days, days without number. And if you hear the people talk that always can praise the Lord and always have their mouth full and that's always speak out of a so-called full heart, don't believe a thing of it. Because the Bible says in our text, they shall. That means they don't have it always. But that is a promise. of the Lord. And that is also applicable for the Gentiles, because they shall turn unto the Lord. That is fruit of that turning within, that turning away, that is that fruit of the work of the Lord in the life of a prodigal son. He is seeking that which is driven away to bring him back. And I mentioned him this morning, so I won't extensively do that this evening. He will bring them back in a right way as a guilty one, and they shall remember. You know what that means. Remember. Children, that's not so difficult. When you need to remember, then it says that we so quickly and easily forget. Right? Beware, remember it. You write a test in school and you learned and you remembered, and after the test comes and there comes a mind blank and you don't remember it anymore. And they shall remember because of reminding grace. May I call it that way? The Lord brings it back in their heart. And he brings it back in their mind. And he brings it back in their life. There you see again that it only comes from him in the beginning, in the continuation, time and again, day by day, and more and more. Then Rahab comes and Babylon, Tyre and Sidon. Oh, for wherever in the world the Lord works, they shall remember. The Lord sanctifies it in their mind and in the heart and teaches them that true knowledge and the true confidence of faith. There comes a Ruth, a Gentile. Would you rather go back with Orpah? No, because thy God, my God, they shall remember. Is that your heart? Then the fruit of this experience may also be given. But shall we sing first? 49. For his the kingdom, his of right, he rules the nations by his might. 2 and 3 of 49.
Thank you.
they shall praise him. Yod shall live forever. The ends of the world shall remember. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship. What does the word shall mean? Is that an Armenian word? As if that is an automatical case? No. Shall, is that word, does that mean that the Lord forces them to worship and praise against their will? No, that's not biblical either. Because the Lord says, I have a willing people in the day of my power. Now, what does now the word shall mean? That points to that one-sided work of the Lord, who does not do half a work. He says, I will, and they shall. Elizabeth has said that already. There shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord. Shall, you know what that means. That now my will is broken, and that his will be done. Thy will be done. Shall. That means that the Lord inclines, because it is his work. And but that is in the foundations that are laid from eternity. And that shall happen. Otherwise he will, with all respect, cease to be God. Shall. I will. And they shall. That points us to the work of true conversion, which is an ongoing work in their life. You see that in the life of that eunuch, also a missing man. You read about it in Acts chapter 8, children. Eunuch, he became missing, and he came to Jerusalem, and he was seeking it in the law and in the temple, and he did not find it, and he went back disappointed. Now, he took a Bible along. And he was reading on the scroll of Isaiah, in Isaiah 53. The lamb he was brought to the slaughter, and his heart was leaping there. And his heart was longing and missing for that lamb, that sheep that is dumb before its shears. And that man, he said, that is what I now miss and cannot miss. And when now Philip was sent, because and there may be such a people, the Lord has a word for the man. When he sends his servants, or then he has that one sermon be read, as if it was for you only. And the Lord has a word for those seeking people. Of whom says the prophet, do you understand what you read? And Philip, he came in the chariot, and he preached him Christ. You hear a missing and a seeking people. Christ becomes precious for them. Now I don't say that unto those, unto others, Christ is not preached. He is preached unto each and every one of us. But mostly that is only preached to the ears, if it reaches the ears. But for a eunuch in our midst, it is preached to the heart. And that the people that cannot miss him may find the salvation in him alone. And then he travels his way so glad, rejoicing. Oh, then his servants could hear him sing. Then his servants could hear him be wondered at moments. How is this possible? How is this possible for me? But then the Bible, that same Isaiah, says it, that the eunuch shall not say, the Lord has despised me. Because he adds them too. Shall. Why? Well, the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. And he knows how to gather his people from all the nations and all the kindreds, outside the church and here inside the church. He calls them not because we want. Oh yeah, if I would ask you, young and old, who of you wants to go to heaven? Then we all would raise the finger, right? Yeah, you all want to go to heaven. Me too. But if I would ask you, who wants the way unto heaven? And who wants that life unto heaven? And who wants the God of heaven? And then it becomes a different story already. Because we want here the world, we want here a little religion, we want here pleasure, and we want at the last bridge to quickly go to the narrow way. And I'm not saying that is not possible. We see that in the life of that one murderer on the cross. But beloved, there is but one example in the Bible, only one. And by far the most examples of those whom the Lord converted in their very youth, or in the strength of their life, when they were called powerfully and irresistibly, they shall, like Paul himself, oh, he would and he should, and he had it all figured out until the Lord stopped him. Why persecutest thou me? And then that Paul that knew it so good for others knew it no more for himself. Who art thou? And then that Paul that knew the way so well in himself, he thought, he said, what wilt thou have me to do? I will, they shall. Yeah, then the Lord has called his ministers from among the Jews, Da Costa, Cappadoce, and Solomon Deutsch and others, but also from among the Gentiles. Why? Because I will and they shall show forth my praise till the ends of the world. They shall. Because his work is the same. Because he is the same. Yesterday and today and forever. And that only based on the work of him who said, when his soul shall be given as an offering for sin, then he shall see his seed. And there lies hope. Because when the last of that seed has been added, then he will come back. And beloved, if now the Lord would reveal, he doesn't do that, but if he would reveal that there would be only one in the Cortland church that still needed to be added, then we all should be on our knees saying, Lord, may I be, shall. There lies a pleading ground for the church, because, Lord, it lies in thee alone, shall. And you know what they then learned to ask? Based on the text, Lord, thy kingdom come. And then it may be true, your heart shall live forever. Here in the beginning, but once when that corruption shall have put on incorruption, and that mortal shall have put on immortality, and death is swallowed up, and when the victory will be his, oh my beloved, shall, there lies the hope, Cortland, for young and old. that as the hope, my uncomforted friend, and you must say, I miss it all. And to be honest, I can't miss it. I can miss it also. Because tomorrow, I go back to the order of the day. Ah, that we then may ask, Lord, we've heard and seen today what I cannot miss, but will thou give it me? And if there may be such a missing people, that they may plead, Lord, thou hast said it, that thou hast formed such a people, that shall forth thy praise, may I belong unto them, and have there no rest, missing people, until the Lord speaks, your heart shall live, that seek his face, and once forever, then no Lord's Supper is needed anymore, but that the church may be, know that the church shall be with him, because he will bring his Zion home. Amen. Almighty Lord, there lies the wonder and the hope and the necessity in him alone. We beseech thee, be thee after preacher. We acknowledge thee for thy help, given unto us once and once again. Lord, may there be an aftertaste in the life of thy people, and make us all work at the throne of grace. Go with us the week which we've entered. Help in all labors. Look upon us in mercy. We ask, Christ's sake alone. Amen. 420. Stanza 6. Ye kings and kingdoms of the earth, extol Jehovah's matchless worth with psalms of adoration. The 6th of 420.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.